Welcome to another episode, Rory.
Thanks for welcoming me to my own home.
Yes. Welcome. welcoming you to your humble abode. Welcome to a new episode of the new Rory and Maul podcast. I am Maul.
Bang, bang.
Live from Rory's living room once again.
Hey, everyone.
I like the vibe we catch in your living room, Rory.
I do, too. I like it in here. I like
the vibe. I think this is what podcasting is supposed to feel like.
And we're saving a lot of money by not being in a studio.
That's what I'm happy about. Yeah, that too. But just the vibe, the energy is like, I think when podcasting first started, this is what it was supposed to feel like.
Will you feel a way if I put this on my taxes as a business expense? For my mortgage.
I would fucking salute you if you did that.
There you go.
Because I'm going to do the same. So we can shoot one episode from my crib. I'm like, hey, look, check us out.
No, that's the office. That's the office. This is the studio.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. How you feeling? How was your weekend, man?
It was cool. You kind of stirred up quite the commotion over the weekend.
Wow.
Did I?
I think so. We did a lot on the division record and the video breakdown last episode. So I won't, go crazy into it, but you guys did cause quite the commotion. Yeah. So a lot of mixed reviews. Mm-hmm.
But you want that, right? You put out records, you want mixed reviews.
I thought the point of that record was to get the conversation. Was what happened.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be, hey, everyone loves this record.
And I think that's
a conversational piece.
Yeah.
And I don't think the album's going to be all like that. But it stirred up, I don't think, actually more conversation about cheating, because that's like a conversation that's been run down into the internet since inception, since fucking Al Gore invented it.
Right.
But the toxicity in R&B conversation just came up. Mm-hmm. Of like, are we starting to get a little annoyed with this? It was fun in the beginning, but I would like for someone to be in love.
You know what happened.
Though I think Chris Brown gave us some love records on his album. But
oh, for sure. But you know what happened. Women don't like when men are having a good time.
That is true.
You know that. Yeah. So the fellas, Division put out a record with, if you want to call it, guys chanting.
It was you and Daniel.
In the video, yes.
There's a visualizer, I believe it's called.
The actual audio track, I am not singing on the track, but they wanted that. They wanted to get conversation started. They wanted to cause some friction. They wanted to cause, back and forth between the men and the women. And I think they succeeded.
Yeah,
I think they did a great job at that. Some people love it. Some people hate it. That's okay. That's what art is. You put it out, people are going to tear it down, or they're going to, big it up. They're going to salute it. If not, whatever. It is what it is. But it was interesting to see that. A lot of ladies are saying, like, okay, the fellas followed up FNF with If I Get Caught.
Yeah, really? I get it. I will say, though, do you think that record, and I really don't know this, do you think that record was designed not for replay value? Like, I feel like so much music now, when they approach it in the studio, is based off of what will TikTok well, what will get conversation started, what small clips in records will work on IG and Reels and all that. You can't really approach music strictly with, will this have replay value or a timeless song?
It's
because that record, to me, and I don't know, in fact, if they did this, is completely structured for the internet.
It's
in bases and just captions.
Yeah, it's the classic three count.
Mm.
And for some reason, humans, that three count rhythm is something that we're very familiar with. That blues kind of bop. It's different. It's different from what everything else is, being put out into the space right now. And the content is gonna cause a back and forth. So I think that it's a great division. They're set up great, because even if you watch the video and you get to the end of it and you let the next record play, that record is like, okay, this is more of the division R&B that we probably was looking for. Mm. I believe he has Jagged Edge on that record.
Yep.
So we can know, I think that's B. Cox playing on it, on the keys.
I don't know if they've announced that, but exclusive.
Oh, no, they put
give
that.
Us the air horn.
They put that.
You said what?
Air horn. The air horn.
Air horn.
Fart.
Wow.
What an exclusive.
Yeah.
Jagged Edge Division.
No, I mean, so that's just letting you know that it is the prototypical R&B on the project. Mm-hmm. This was just a little different. It wasn't what I guess Division fans are used to, but it caused a back and forth on the internet. So listen, it's a win as far as I'm concerned for Division.
You think JD? We can get off this right after this. Do you think JD made the age old internet mistake of replying to fans by telling them they don't know shit?
Yes and no. Yes, because you probably shouldn't do that. But no, because that's just like throwing more fuel on it and people are going to curse JD out.
Oh, no, it spread even more. It was a good move in the long run, but I don't think JD did that with the intention.
Yeah,
but I think he was really trying to say, novices don't even know blues.
Exactly. but the thing is, Rory, all of that is cool as long as when it's time for the product now, it's good music. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. So I think Division set themselves up for a good run with this project. So shout out to them. Shout out to the team.
Yeah, did you... have you ever had a woman find the girl that they found in your phone, like their IG or whatever, and try to get off like insults about how they look?
Absolutely.
But you know she's fine. So it's like, all right, okay, you can be mad at me, but let's relax.
That's like you know, she's this is a beautiful
woman. You understand
woman.
Why I did it, right?
Yeah. This is a beautiful woman and she's a sweetheart. She's great. Yeah. So you don't even know her personality. And
she leaves my phone alone.
Exactly.
It's wonderful.
Exactly. So
we've never had this conversation.
At all. But so yeah, man, that was my week and I just chilled. I didn't really do too much. I thought about for a split second on Friday, I thought about going down to Rolling Loud. I think I told you that. I thought about going down to Miami and then I was just like,
well, to Miami, right? Not Rolling Loud.
Well, yes, to Miami.
Just for the weekend.
Yeah, just to be in Miami for the weekend.
If I could not see you at Rolling Loud.
No. No. I got invited to go and I was just like, I'm not that guy.
Did AB invite you? Who invited you? Were you supposed to be on his set?
Mm-hmm. No.
Do your dance, AB? Do you? Because he saw you in the video singing. He saw you ad-libbing for Division. It was like, Maul could be a good hype man. He was like, do your dance, AB?
Yeah, no.
That record's hard. Everyone was killing Antonio Brown and Rolling Loud. I think the dance is great, and I think the record's kind of cool.
All right, I'll say this. I think that Antonio Brown has the utmost confidence.
He does. Especially wearing leather in that heat.
Yeah, I think that Antonio Brown is having fun, but I just can't help to think about what he walked away from in the NFL.
In the NFL, he would have gotten a penalty for doing that dance. At Rolling Loud, he makes money.
Rolling Loud to do his dance. I mean, listen, get your shit off, AB. Have fun, man. But yeah, the record is as weird as it sounds. It's a little catchy. It's definitely a little catchy.
I saw the headline, like, fans react to AB going out sad. And I'm like, oh, let me click this. And I'm like, that's kind of a bop. Put that shit on.
That beat is hard. That beat is hard.
I think the dance is kind of cool, too.
Put that shit on. Now, see, if he remix it and put Lil Baby on it.
Oh, they'd love it.
Is that the G code?
And if Sweetie does this dance, if Sweetie does this.
On anything right now, it's a cheat code.
If Sweetie does what?
If Sweetie or Meg Thee Stallion does this on TikTok, it's going crazy.
Oh, no. Meg, to that beat, Meg going to be throwing ass.
But doing the AB dance like this.
No. Put that shit on? Rory, when you put that shit on, like what you listen to? Like what's your soundtrack when you in your room?
Yes, Rory.
And
what
you
is that
know
shit?
You about to put that shit on?
Yeah, that shit.
If we would have had an auxiliary cord, we really could have went crazy.
Oh, sorry.
Edden. Wow. I put on like late 90s alternative rock that was on TRL.
Gross.
That's what you put that shit.
Some Nine Inch Nails.
Yo, that means you throwing on some bullshit. If you put on some 90s alternative rock, you about to walk out the house looking fucking crazy. You got to have some R&B or some hip hop. Like getting dressed to go out? Not no fucking 90s alternative rock.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river. Oh, fresh out the shower. With my fit laid out, iron on.
This is definitely not getting clear.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
That's not.
For audio version.
Audio version, yeah.
Oh,
on YouTube,
God.
We're going to just see you.
For those that are watching on YouTube, I played 9 Days, absolutely, Story of a Girl.
Story of
Fire
a Girl.
Song.
You know that might be a TRO, if not one.
Iconic record.
Number two. Maybe
iconic,
a Britney Spears record might be number one.
Iconic fucking record. On TRL, no, it would have to be a Backstreet Boys record.
I feel like That 9 Days record went crazy.
Backstreet Boys or Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
What was the Goo Goo Dolls song that went crazy on TRL where he was actually stalking the girl? He couldn't have got that video off in 2022. He had like a telescope in his crib. And he was going from window to window.
Oh, yes.
It was actually legitimately stalking.
Yeah, I remember that video.
Yeah. And I was like, it's so romantic video. That he's watching this woman from a tower.
It amazes me that what Rory's brain retains, like, to go to that video of Goo Goo Dolls. Like,
yeah.
I just TRL, that's what popped up in my head.
No, but that's like your culture. That's in your blood, like, to retain.
And
like,
haggis.
Yeah, like white, like, yeah. records and music. Mm-hmm. I think it just sticks to you.
Well, I did my 23andMe, and I'm 3% Jewish, and Jay said Jews stick together, so.
Nah, I feel you. We're going off. I feel you.
Did we talk about my 23andMe?
No.
I think we did.
Maybe.
We did.
But real quick, you know.
We didn't talk about your results, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Eden submitted the results, so let's say this might be.
Yeah, Eden might have spit.
He might have spit his own. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't come back 118th. Never mind. I'm not going to go down that route. We'll just leave it at that.
I wanted to hear it so bad.
Yeah. 1% conquistador.
Yeah.
Conquistador.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 23andMe, I'm aware that I have an Irish background. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that I was fucking like full bred Irish. I'm 93.something% Irish.
Are you that surprised?
Of course. Look at
you. But 23andMe and those ancestries.com, like they will come up with 1,000 different things.
Yeah.
You could be full blood from, I don't know, fucking France, and there'll be 1,000 different things on there.
Yo, what if they would have sent back your results and just sent you like a picture of a strawberry farm?
I would have thought Eden switched the results.
You're like, no, Eden, I believe this is yours.
Believe this is your paper.
this is your family. This is not mine.
So yes, I'm 93% Irish. Damn near 94. Then I'm 3% Jewish,
mm-hmm.
which
Laheim.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. appreciate it. Thank you. And then I don't know, like whatever else is left, 2% Eastern European or some shit. I just know if Hitler would have been Irish, he would have fucking loved me. I'm purebred.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have been like the purest of, you'd have been one of the good boys that lived in a house.
You're a tall glass of Guinness.
The good boy. You want to join the Proud Boys so badly.
So yeah, man.
Rolling Loud.
Rolling Loud. You're 23andMe is, so you're Irish. We know that now. We got the facts. 1% Jewish.
3%
Jewish. I'm sorry.
Yeah, get that right.
So yeah, AB.
Which means I can legally convert.
That is true. But you can never be like.
I told some of my Jewish friends and they said, welcome to the tribe. Send me a whole financial handbook. It was crazy.
So AB has
it was hidden in their closet.
And I like the beat. I like the production of the AB record, and I just like the fact that AB is confident enough to pursue this music thing. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I fuck with it. But the more bigger news at Rolling Loud
was you not in attendance.
Yeah, me not in attendance. But
it was supposed to be you and Brittany Renner. I think that we're supposed to do all the press, right?
Oh.
No, we weren't supposed to do press, but I'm not going to lie. I think Brittany Renner might have stumbled upon something here.
What did she do exactly? And that's not a shot at Brittany Renner. I just wasn't aware. I saw the viral clip of her arguing with some dude across the gate, just, water being flown.
She's just, I didn't see that. I'm just talking about strictly her mm-hmm. sitting down with Kodak. Did she sit down? Did she talk to anybody else?
Let me see.
At Rolling Loud,
she was there to do press. I think, right? She was hired.
Yeah, but the only clip that I saw was with Kodak.
Okay,
and you know her. She's you know Brittany is. She'll flirt with you. She'll do that shit for the camera.
Absolutely.
You know, that's just who Brittany is. She'll flirt and have a good conversation or whatever. And you know if she likes you, you know she might end up having a great night.
Agree or disagree with her views on the world? Very articulate, gets her points across whether you agree with them or not.
Yeah.
I think she's made for the media space.
Because she's confident in herself. She's not she owns her own shit.
Unique perspective.
She has a personality. You know she doesn't really. It's hard to offend her.
She has no problem putting business out there.
Yeah, exactly. She's gonna own her shit. You know, and at that point you disarm the hate and all of the people that's gonna come at you. Oh, you're a hoe and you're this and you're that. You know, yeah. She, yeah.
So?
Yeah, exactly. Now right? What? So now, you know, when you get all of that out the way and she has a personality and she can articulate herself and, you know, is able, you know, and she's attractive. So which helps artists that are sitting there with her, they know obviously know who she is. It can make for an interesting dialogue back and forth. And she sat down with a...
If I may, she handled herself really well with Kodak.
Oh, she did.
When Kodak was hitting on her.
Oh, well, fill me in. I didn't see the clip.
She handled herself extremely like she started
throwing shots back. She's, you know, Brittany is not shy. She's not, you know, she'll go back at you and say what's on her mind. It, even if it's just joking, she's not gonna, you know, close herself up in the shell and be all like timid and shit like that. She doesn't have that personality.
Friend of AB. She's done the AB dance.
I didn't see that.
I just saw a picture of them. That's all.
Okay.
I'm not insinuating anything.
No.
Nor
not at all.
The book.
No, not at all. I mean, it's nothing to insinuate with Brittany. She'll tell you. I think she did a good job. I think that she might be, like you said, made for this, for the media space and, you know, interviewing and talking with people. Like, the way she did with Kodak, you know, at the events, on the spot, as soon as they get off the stage or on the stage, that type of quick, you know, dialogue. I thought it was dope. I liked it. I liked the clip that everybody was posting on social media. I didn't see nothing else. I don't know if she sat with anybody else. I don't know. But the Kodak one I liked.
Yeah, well, she threw water in someone's face. That's all I saw.
Yeah, those are like the only two trending moments.
She threw water in someone's face?
Yeah.
Someone was on the other side of the gate. I believe she was backstage or leaving stage. And I think someone yelled something at her about an ex. You know, I don't know the shit. And she went over to confront him. They had words. She threw water at him. He threw water at her. And now it's a big deal on the internet.
Well, welcome. It was 97 degrees, I believe, in Miami.
When I saw the video, I was like,
I'm not mad at
that
water.
That was kind of a nice thing to do.
Yeah, it's 97 degrees, it's humid. Everybody's out here rolling loud, packed in together. I mean, water is what I would pray for.
I don't know. It's weird to me when, from what I understand, the
so what
person
happened
yelled
was,
out her ex's name or something.
Right. So the guy who was identified as Omar Martinez, I guess my cousin, spoke to the Shade Room, provided his side of the story, and he said that he was cheering her on when she was dancing, but then decided to bring up PJ Washington, who's the father of her child. And so she got all tight and whatever, and then got the bottle of water open.
I never understood why people see, like, you know, people that they recognize from the internet or celebrities or whatever. And then they just say, like, you know, little shit like that. PJ Washington. Like, that's
like
not
just,
even,
just yelling names.
Like, why are you just yelling PJ Washington's name? Like, would it, like, that, you know.
And then want to.
I think because people.
When you slap the shit out of them.
But it's like that, just yelling a man's name like that is just like. It's weird.
It's the in real life version of trolling that they know that. That will have your head turned.
They want
even,
that moment.
Even if you don't even go over, they'll say, oh, okay, all right.
They want that moment to have a one-on-one with the person that they think is a celebrity or a big personality. They just want to be recognized. They want some attention. And she obviously gave this gentleman some attention. But water was thrown.
I was cheering her on while she was dancing.
And then I just yelled at PJ Washington. Like, you know how just random and stupid that is, but whatever. I mean, if all only thing that happened was water was thrown.
Yeah,
I
mean, they got into altercation.
It is what it is.
People just got kicked out.
But something else was thrown at Rolling Loud.
Yes,
people did not respect water.
A lot of water was thrown.
So much water,
guys. It was a scorcher.
Episode 11 hip hop.
It was
at lunch.
A scorcher. It was a scorcher in Miami this week, and I'm telling you, it was fucking. It was crazy down there. So it was announced last week that Kanye West would no longer be performing at or headlining Rolling Loud. So the substitution, if you will, or the addition in place of Kanye was Kid Cudi.
Yes.
The internet was upset. And people were saying the refunds are going to be out of this world. Nobody's going to want to go.
Pretty packed.
It was pretty packed. I'm pretty sure some people didn't show up or whatever, but yeah, so Kid Cudi was gentleman enough, was game enough to, you know, say, okay, one of the biggest artists in the world doesn't want to do it, I'll do it. Mm. I'll take this bull by the horn. And I mean,
excuse me?
It's what he did. He took the bull by the horn.
That's what Cudi told his agent when the offer came in.
Absolutely.
I'll take that bull.
I'll take the
right
bull
by his horn.
And so Cudi steps in and says, you know what, I'll headline this thing. I don't know why he would want to do that. We spoke about that, said that's not a good idea, especially after we saw what happened with Drake when he headlined the, what show was that?
The
Odd Future Camp.
Yeah, there you go.
Camp Flognaw.
Yeah.
when Drake came out and everyone wanted and expected to see Frank Ocean, and they just started to boo the biggest artist in the world. So Kid Cudi stepped in, and they didn't boo him, but they did try to cool him down because it was a scorcher down in Miami this weekend, and they said Cudi looked like he needed some water.
I think it's two things. I think it's super corny to throw shade at artists when they're performing. Absolutely. That's fucked up. Number two, great aim.
Listen.
He like, what a shot.
Listen.
I think that's corny. I agree with what Cudi was doing, but what a fucking shot. Because you got to realize they were probably shoulder to shoulder, so you don't have much room to get some torque on it.
And the stage is up higher.
You know what that came? We talked about the Bill Burr special and him joking about all the kids flipping the water bottles upside down and it landing. Yeah. I think that was training to know the right amount of liquid that should be in a water bottle.
It really takes an educated young man or woman to make that throw, because you have to go with science. You have to go with humidity.
I've seen American Sniper.
Elements. Yeah, you got to factor in all of these things. You got to know exactly how much water to leave in the bottle, so that you get enough speed and velocity behind it.
And hit him right in the head.
They did that helicopter challenge.
Gross.
That's what they learned from.
Yo, I don't know where Ed's mind.
You said gross. What you been watching all weekend?
No, that, my bad.
So yeah, they started throwing stuff at Cudi. He stopped the show and told the fans that if they threw something up there.
May I give the quote?
Yes.
Yo, I will walk off the stage if y'all throw one more fucking thing up here. I will leave. I will leave right now, he said. Throw one more fucking thing on this stage and I will walk off. I'm not fucking playing. You will ruin it for everybody. I will fucking leave if I get hit with one more fucking thing. If I see one more fucking thing on this fucking stage, I'm leaving. Don't fuck with me. And then someone threw something.
And I don't like the way you say fuck.
Straight to the point.
Fuck.
Listen.
He says fuck like a cuck. Yeah.
Usually the other side.
He like kind of like he's whispering it. Like, put y'all.
It's like
it's
almost like he's scared to say. You can say it with your chest.
Yeah,
you can say fuck in this house. I promise you.
Fuck.
Fuck.
There you go. So yeah, Cudi.
He's like the kid that left the house. No family's around, so he's like, got to his off. Friends, hey, fuck.
Fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, mom.
So yeah, Cudi. They threw some shit at Cudi.
Isn't that inviting more people to throw 100%?
Yes. Yes.
Listen, when Brittany Renner turned around, and that's what they want. They want to throw shit. Don't throw shit at me. I'll quit the show. Okay, quit the fucking show. We didn't want to see you anyway.
Brow.
Throw more shit. And I don't know. Did he actually leave or did he come back out?
No, I think he left. He sincerely left.
He left.
Good for him. Don't throw shit at me.
No, listen, I get it. I understand. It's fucked up. You shouldn't throw anything at these artists, because if they decide to jump in the crowd with their team and their security and people point you out, which they will do, and they beat your ass, then, you know, you're going to want to sue, all this other shit. You shouldn't go to these events to throw shit on the stage at people, not only for, you know, just the reasons of fucking up the show, but you could hurt the artist. You know what I mean? Like, you hit the artist in the eye and, you know, whatever. It's just like, you know, it's just stupid.
I mean, I would have loved, because you know how rap is really into sampling right now, taking hits from the, you know, that we grew up on and now remixing them. I would like Cudi to do that in fighting versions and go and punch the wrong person that threw something at him and then just yell out Ron Artest.
Wow.
First of all, but like put Hitmaker drop before it, right before the punch, and then it would just be Ron Artest.
It's fucked up, man, because I feel like, you know, we obviously know the history of Cudi and, you know, just mental health and things like that. And, you know, you just never know what people, where they at, what they're dealing with. And, you know, Cudi is not somebody that we see a lot. Like, he doesn't do a lot of shows.
Do we think it was a Kanye fan? Or do we think it was just a fucking idiot trying to do...
I thought it was Kanye, being honest. I think Ye threw that.
I would respect it if Ye threw it.
Yeah, like, how we know Ye didn't threw that? Like, you know what I mean? You saw what Ye had on. He could have just been in the audience, you know what I'm saying, trying to be low and just, you know.
In blackface.
Yeah, absolutely. A black man in blackface.
Can you do that? Can a black man be in blackface?
It wouldn't be considered blackface.
His face is already black.
It would just be, he has black paint on his face. He did have all black paint, though.
Hopefully Cudi's okay. You know, it's fucked up that they threw something and hit him in his head. And all of that.
Rolling Loud still can't seem to fill that slot.
Right.
Kanye dropped out.
Yeah.
Cudi dropped out.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody wants to fucking headline Rolling Loud.
Was the Dirk and Kanye performance the same day as Cudi?
I think so.
That's funny.
I think so.
Now, granted, doing an entire headline set at Rolling Loud is much different than just popping out on someone's set. It is fucking hysterical though that Kanye canceled and showed up.
Yeah, it was. It was exactly. It was the same day.
It was the same day.
Yeah.
You know, and I have my. I think Kanye may have, you know, decided not to do it because I think he probably had, you know, some incredible, crazy ideas production wise that mm-hmm. he wanted to do at Rolling Loud, and they probably weren't able to get everything done.
Fulfill it, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that may be the reason why he dropped, he didn't want to headline it. But it is funny that he still showed up and performed.
Yeah.
In a very interesting fit. Well, the outfit was interesting and just the aesthetic, the look. I just, and I get it. Kanye's an artist, and, you know, that he may have tied that into a character in some you book just, that he read. And,
you don't understand art.
That's yeah, really, yeah. I
you never
it.
Listen to the blues.
No. Listen, I get it. I understand. I don't know. Maybe that's a character from a time and years ago, and he was one of the greatest entertainers and designers ever. I don't know, artist ever. And I just don't, I'm not hip to that shit. But it's just, I don't know. I just, it was 90,000 degrees out there.
He looks like Hancock.
Yeah, he looks like Hancock that was hanging onto the back of a city bus for 2 hours.
Just mad exhaust in his face. Yeah,
it's just, I get it.
I just don't understand how Kanye's overweight and wears nothing but 10,000 layers in every temperature
possible.
Wait,
wasn't he hot? Now I think about it.
No, see, it's a thing when you reach a certain level, you just start to do shit that people that's not on that level just don't understand yet.
You're right.
I don't understand. Kanye, he just, like I said, he may tie this into something that makes a whole lot of sense. Maybe this is, you know, the start of his new look for the rest of the year. I don't know. I don't know, but it was funny that he showed up and actually touched the stage after saying he wasn't going to be performing. But I don't think it was an issue with Rolling Loud. I just think they couldn't fulfill his production request, and he couldn't put on the, you know, if he came out for a verse looking like this, you can only imagine what his,
for sure,
what his set was gonna look like. So
does Rolling Loud get a W for this?
Yeah, anytime you got Kanye on your stage at your event, of course it's a win. It doesn't matter if he's headlining or not. He's here. The fans saw him. He touched the stage. Everybody sent these images around the world. Everybody's gonna know Kanye was at Rolling Loud today. It's a win.
The second one he's been at the last two, right? Didn't Future bring him out?
Yeah. Future brought him out. Mm-hmm. Future was DJing for him. Well, Future's DJ was playing all the Kanye records. I guess Future curated the set list.
Where do we rank Future on executive producers? Because we're still waiting on Donda 2.
Oof.
are we still waiting on Donda 2?
We're not really. Well, no, we're not waiting on it.
I don't think we're waiting.
But he was the executive producer of that.
Right. I think
they did. They did the whole.
People who have the STEM player have
Yeah,
Donda.
If you have the STEM player, you have the
Don't they just have the STEM player? I don't know if it was ever the stems were sent to the STEM. I don't know if that happened. I know it leaked. I have like MP3 files that leaked online.
We're looking
that is
an
incomplete album.
Donda 2 was technically released in late February, but it was only available via a STEM player, and it was not the completed project.
It was very incomplete.
With plans to release new songs in batches after an initial 4 songs.
The starts were actually good, though.
So it's not its final form.
They were clearly incomplete, but they were good records, at least I thought. But I don't know. Maybe Future should get back in the lab.
Wasn't Future there? Future and Travis performed also, right?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. And Cardi.
Future and Travis, Cardi. Rolling Loud looked like it was a success. A lot of artists touched the stage. We didn't hear about any, you know, negativity, any, you know,
just
bad
water.
News,
just water.
Water being thrown. I'll take it. That's a great weekend. The only thing that was happening was water was thrown.
Yeah.
Great weekend.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like Juve.
Exactly.
Well, actually, no, things happen at Juve. You're popular. Why is everyone in Saint-Tropez?
Well,
everyone is in on my IG.
Well, Drake is there, and you know he probably had a few tings, few hors d'oeuvres.
It's people that aren't friends with Drake.
Oh, you.
It's just
a
lot of people that are in Saint-Tropez right now.
Well, Rory, we don't have enough money yet to really know why.
I thought maybe you knew why though.
No, I have no idea.
Was it like an? I can understand if
it's summertime.
Is Can happening now? Con? Like, is something going on? It just seems like so many people are there that there would be a specific reason.
Maybe.
Was Drake Performing at someone's bat mitzvah? Like, what was going on?
It could be.
I didn't get the memo.
Yeah, no.
Maybe you have to be 5% Jewish to get that memo.
Yeah, you gotta be a little higher up on the.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Are you allowed to say that?
I don't know.
I know everyone's been trying to get the next Drake podcast interview. And is there next, any right? other within our, you know, the podcast that on our competition, but our peers, is there any Jewish podcasters there? Did I up us in the rank now to maybe get Drake? Because I'm 3% Jewish.
Yeah, I think we're a little closer.
Drake doesn't like Rosenberg. I love Rosenberg, but I don't think Drake is going to give Rosenberg an interview.
Yeah. But why wouldn't he come here?
To my house?
Yeah.
He's in San Tropez. I wouldn't come to Jersey City either.
No. That's
San Tropez, Rory's house in Jersey City.
Just tell me you got the hose coming.
Yeah, no, that's
Drake not. Can get the hose way better than I can get the hose.
I don't know what's going on in San Tropez though. Somebody else mentioned that on my timeline. Like, damn, literally everybody's in San Tropez except me. But I don't know.
And me.
I don't know.
Me,
you know,
me.
Things like that. I just take it as it's summertime, people just wanted to go there for a couple weeks. Some women got flown out as well.
No, they probably paid their own way. They're independent women.
Yeah.
I have seen, this morning I was looking, what reminded me to talk about this. I see the second wave of people that were not invited in the initial crew to mm-hmm. San Tropez mm-hmm. have been like on IG stories like, yo, who got the plug for the yachts in San Tropez right now? Mm-hmm. Yo, who got the...
That's how you're
now everyone's trying to do that second wave. Mm-hmm. I hate when spots get ruined.
Like Tulum?
Well, Tulum's been ruined. Like, ruined.
Because it was Cancun first, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
What other spots have you and your family ruined?
Wow.
Ruined? I don't know about ruined. Definitely made things...
Noticeable.
Definitely highlighted a few venues for sure. I was reading something about...
You guys tried it with Trinidad. Thank God Trinidad is Trinidad.
Well, no, that was Carnival. That was Carnival.
Just who was it? Bingo card. We're talking about Big Pimp and Jay-Z. What interview was it from someone from that camp that was like, yeah, we were expecting to go down to do like the island thing and these fuckers throwing paint and all this shit. Like, this shit was trash. Wait, most of y'all is from Brooklyn. You don't know what the fuck happens at Carnival?
Yeah, who was that? Damn, I do remember that. That was a while ago. I can't remember who.
It might have been Dame, but I feel like even people from Harlem have been in the Eastern Parkway and know what time it is when it comes to that.
Was it Timbaland?
Maybe it was Timbaland.
It was somebody. It was
It might have been you, now that I think about it.
It could have been Bun. I think it could have been Bun to it. I'm not sure. But yeah, that was Trinidad. That was Carnival.
Yeah.
That was Carnival. I was reading something about... is it the mayor of North Carolina?
Yes. So
you can't be the mayor of North Carolina. I just want to point that out.
Oh, I don't know. The mayor of the
there's a governor of a
council.
Yes.
The council.
There's mayors of cities and towns. I don't know if.
So the New York Post actually said that the entire police force quit in protest because they had a new town manager that was quote unquote progressively responsible. So it created like a hostile work environment is what they said.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
The people that quit said she was progressively responsible by the and that's people, why we're quitting?
Yeah, by the people, I mean the North Carolina police force.
All right, we need to get this town because North Carolina does not have a mayor, nor does it have a police force.
No, she's a town manager. She's a town manager.
What is the name of the town is what I'm asking.
She's a town manager.
Kenley.
What's a town manager?
That's what they call him. That's the mayor.
Yeah, she is the Kenley town manager.
I'd like to speak to your manager.
Yeah. That's exactly what she is.
And the police chief said that he put his 2 weeks along with the whole department. And he's been serving there for 21 years.
So, but why? What are they upset about?
Well, he says that, quote unquote, the new manager has created an environment I do not feel like we can perform our duties and services to the community. But again, it's the whole thing that she's like a lot more.
Didn't she just get voted in?
Yep.
Like, how long has she been there? He's made that decision already. Like, yo, listen.
They just got in there.
I mean, I just want to, why I asked the town name? Because I want to look up Kenley. Like what their crime rate is.
Let's see. Kenley, like
what services can he no longer do? Parking tickets? What type of town is this?
I don't know. I just think that it is very interesting that an entire
Mall.
Police department.
In North Carolina. Wait,
is it getting shaken on Main Street here?
No. Not at all.
What the cops needed.
I know that. That's where we dropped Damaris off to get her nails done at.
No, I actually never met it. I think it got shaken over there.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the same type of look. It looks like a film lot. Like you shoot movies over there. Like,
yeah.
Apparently in North Carolina. Look
it looks very fentanyl. It looks a lot of heroin yeah. is there. But I don't think as far as violent
crime. Kenley looks soft.
What does it say?
Only on the order of 22% of the community has a lower crime rate than Kenley. If you live in Kenley, your chance of becoming a victim of crime in the community is 1 in 115. That's a good average, right?
It's a pretty good average.
Yeah.
Especially if there's only 15 people in the town, only right. one person's going to have crime happen to them.
Yeah.
There you go. See? Perfect.
I think we're going to lose our listeners in Kenley.
In Kenley, North Carolina, yeah.
And not only that, if anything happens to us, we know who the fuck did it. It's, mm-hmm. no, it's only a few of us here.
And yeah, I have to know how many police are on the force. This looks like a town that has like a volunteer fire department. They don't even have like a real.
This is.
Which is fine. Shout out to volunteer firefighters. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I just don't know if police funding really needs to be the focus of this town. It's and granted, 1.6, I've never managed a town before, but.
The town is 1.6 square miles.
Wait.
Of which 1.609 acres.
Hold on. The town is.
Is water. So this is a very, very small town.
Wait, so the whole town is from 14th Street to 52nd?
Exactly. So 20 cops quit.
Yeah.
20 police officers walked off the job in Kenley, North Carolina.
Well, Adam, what are they saying their budget was? Because I remember reading that they had a very high budget for such very high police budget for such a small town.
Let's see. Kenley.
So they had a high budget. In comes the lady that's trying to clean all of that up. She obviously feels like the police are stealing funds from the city.
Not mm-hmm. stealing funds, just overpaid for the payroll. And racist, probably.
Yeah, so she coming in, black woman, and she's trying to right the wrongs that have been made a staple in the community of Kenley, North Carolina.
So apparently the budget of Kenley PD for last year was $341,000 for 7 cops that were part-time.
How does that break down?
So that averages out to $48,000 a year.
So all 7 cops walked off the job.
Yeah.
$48,000 in that part of North Carolina is being paid $1.4 million a year.
1.6, what, 3 square miles is the size of the town. So very small town. Again, this is, you know, this is the most news Kenley, North Carolina has ever received. I've never even heard of Kenley, North Carolina until this situation. So
it really was crazy since the cops quit. Nothing's happened.
No
crime.
No speeding tickets.
No one's looting. No one's.
No citations.
Yeah, no one's drunk. Nobody's in a bar fighting.
A 14-year-old cop, some Reggie.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Perfect.
A flashy NYC bishop was robbed.
Don't say a flashy NYC bishop to me ever.
That's what it says. It says flashy NYC bishop robbed in $400,000 jury heist during live stream.
Yeah, during his sermon.
I'm pulling this up now. I saw this headline, but I didn't. Wait, first of all, hold on. One, he's dressed like Tory Lanez. Two,
that's crazy.
Why is DJ Booth DJing for him in this picture?
That's sick. So it's one of those churches that probably was like, you know, had a hip, cool bishop,
if,
pastor.
If I find out a pastor has DJ Booth as their DJ.
You running up in there? Yeah, let me see them collection
plates. They saw Booth's IG, he posted the flyer, and they was like, huh?
The flyer.
I love the
shout
way.
Out to Booth, by the way.
I love the caption for this robbery on this particular page. It says, yesterday, a Brooklyn pastor with more drip than Liberace got lined up.
Was that Hip Hop DX?
No, this is Don Diva Global. I thought this was great. That's why I'm going to read it. Shout out to Don Diva Global. It says, yesterday, a Brooklyn pastor with more drip than Liberace got lined up in the middle of his live stream service by some Jack Boys.
Jack Boys.
Here's how the lineup supposedly went down. On the Lord's Day, Sunday, Whitehead was doing his pastor thing. He was just doing his pastor thing, Rory.
You know, the thing that pastor
does. The thing that pastors do. He was doing his pastor thing at a church in Canarsie. Around 11 a.m., the mm-hmm. pastor, who's known for riding around Brooklyn in a Rolls Royce,
damn.
Was asking his congregation, how many of you have lost your faith because you saw somebody else die? And that's when, bam, 3 toting jackets donning masks barged into the church and went to work. Long story short. Oh, wait, sorry.
Is that him with Nicki Minaj?
No, that's I believe that's just his wife.
Ah.
Long story short, the Jackets reportedly took $400,000 worth of jewels That's what it says. Jewels, not jewelry. $400,000 worth of jewels from Whitehead, his wifey, and other churchgoers. At the time of the lineup, Whitehead was supposedly rocking a flashy gold chain and chunky gold rings on each finger. So yeah, man, this is obviously a flashy guy in Brooklyn that was riding around.
He said, "It's about me purchasing what I want to purchase," Mr. Whitehead said. "It's my prerogative," because you're dressed like Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
"It's my prerogative to purchase what I want to purchase if I worked hard for it."
Yeah. I mean, you know, he worked hard. The Lord brought all of these churchgoers to him. And
blessings.
Every Sunday he, you know, sends a plate around and collects money and shows up next week with a new bus down on. So
that's crazy.
I mean, you know.
So in a congregation in Canarsie, Brooklyn, there is a pastor with $400,000 worth of jewelry on
and a Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't need some further comment. I think everyone can draw their conclusions. So, who's the real thief in this entire
I was going to say, it sounds scenario. Like... It
who's
sounds
the jack
like,
boy?
It sounds like the guys that walked in was just doing the community work, community service. Like,
you've been doing a passive stick-up for 20 years.
Exactly. With no tote, no gun, just a microphone.
What the fuck?
He's been toting a microphone, robbing people every Sunday.
Whoever robbed him did the Lord's work.
Yeah, absolutely. Free. If those guys are locked up, free the homies. They're just doing community service and taking back what's theirs. Mama and grandmama have been going to this church for years, giving away all this money. We still ain't got no food in the house, and he's riding around in a Rolls Royce and a bus down. No, we're not doing that. Reparations is what I believe they call it.
No, it's called tithes. That is 10% of your income.
Right. Yeah, and tithes back to the community. Oh, give me
that's,
that.
Wait, that's Jesus's reparations? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For him. Absolutely.
He's entitled to that?
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I'm glad nobody was hurt. I'm glad, you know, anytime you got people carrying guns and shit like that, shit can go bad. But it sounded like these dudes just wanted to, they see this pastor, they've been watching him. Riding around with all his jewelry on and a Rolls Royce.
Caught him on live.
Yeah, we don't care about them cameras. Fuck them cameras. Yeah, give me that fucking money.
And let me find out he did the live on Twitch and monetized it.
Oh, I mean, it was live streamed. I mean,
I've watched live streams in church before, but they weren't like during the Twitch era where you can really monetize.
You didn't have to put your credit card info in first?
No, I did not.
And then they say,
I will say though, I did go to Tabernacle Ministries. I don't know if they're closed now. On Chancellor Ave in Newark for a few years when I was trying to figure out religion and who the fuck I was, you know, those times.
Lie.
And that pastor who I don't deem to be a thief or anything, he did drive a Benz, and I came from Catholicism, and this was just no denomination Christianity. And Catholic priests are, you know, poor. They have their own demons, clearly, but they just don't take money. They live in the church and, you know, deal with... Forget it. But it was a little weird, which I have no ground to stand on coming from Catholicism, saying, you know, it's a little weird he drives a Benz. But it was a little odd to me, especially in that community in the Weak Wake section of Newark that, like, you were able to have an income from the people that could never afford a Benz.
Right.
And you're taking their money.
Right. We've talked about it for years about church and, you know, the tax breaks you get. The amount of money that some of these churches make, and like you said, you know, from the people in the community that are poor,
that really
don't have much, and you riding around in a Rolls Royce.
I don't think there's anything wrong with pastors or any type of leader of the church having money. Like, I'm not saying you should be fucking dirt poor and hungry, and I'm not saying that.
Right.
And he had a Benz that wasn't like some crazy flashy Benz; it was a regular one.
Yeah.
I just $400,000, like. Just on you? Who knows what he has at the crib? And you're just driving around Canarsie in a Rolls Royce?
That's the $400,000 in jewelry.
That's what I'm saying. What you have at the crib?
You got that. Yeah, if you got that in jewelry, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I guess this is just the community feeling like, yeah, it's time to pay the taxes.
Wait. Mr. Whitehead said in a Facebook live stream on Monday that he was offering $50,000 cash reward for information leading to the arrest of the armed robbers. So you're going to give away more of the people's money to get your money back?
I ain't gonna lie, he might be a reformed gangster.
Look at him.
He put a 50 pack on the head. He said, yo, take this 50. Let me know who came in here and took all my shit.
He actually ran for
Booth is not cheap.
Prison. Yeah.
Just having Booth as your DJ. Look at the cufflinks.
No,
like you didn't need those cufflinks.
No,
you want to wear a chain with a cross. I get it. I'm not mad at you.
He's a pastor who obviously has a certain lifestyle and a look that he's trying to.
And it's fine. I understand
and a brand
you have
that he's
to
push.
You have to look like the people to get the people, all that church slang that they used to get more money.
Is that what they say?
But this, like, come on, the cufflinks with the vest.
Yeah.
Is that silk?
And we're going to put these pictures in the corner for 100%. My YouTube listeners.
And I want to know what the topic of the sermon was at the time.
You heard what the topic was. They said it.
Have you ever seen someone die?
Have you ever lost faith because you saw somebody else die?
No, I lost faith that I keep getting poor and giving money to this church and you keep buying new cars and jewelry. Mm. That's where my faith might go out the
and
fucking
put a
window.
Y'all think
Jesus like y'all?
Excuse me?
Does Jesus like us?
You think Jesus like y'all?
No, he loves us.
Yeah, he loves me.
That's not what I asked.
Now you, on the other hand,
I'm asking, do you think Jesus likes you? Like, do you think that?
Well, there's people I love that I don't like.
Question that I'm asking.
I think Jesus likes me. I think he's satisfied with me.
Satisfied with you?
Yeah. I think he'll welcome me with open arms.
Yeah.
At the gates.
Open?
Absolutely.
I'm mad you think Jesus is at the gates. Like, no, security's at the gate. Jesus is not the promoter. He owns the club. The disciples was the promoters. Like, they did the book, which was really just party flyers.
Club. I said at the gates. That's all I said. Y'all turned the gates into a club. Yeah. I never said that.
No, John's going to be at the gate.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm on John's list.
Speaking of $400,000 in jewelry being taken, Bill Gates gives away $6 billion to a foundation, which dropped him to fifth on the Forbes richest people list.
He gives away $6 billion and he's still top five
That's
dead or alive.
Crazy.
That was just a light weekend for Bill. Light $6 billion on the giveaway. The Gates Foundation funds various causes focusing on solving global issues like disease, poverty, climate change, and access to healthcare and education. Bill Gates says, as I look to the future, I plan to give virtually all of my wealth to the foundation. I will move down and eventually off of the list of the world's richest people.
Wait, what was the name of the foundation?
Gates Foundation.
Wait, he gave $6 billion to
his own foundation?
No. That's the name of his foundation. He says he wants to give away all of his wealth.
Oh, I thought he gave $6 billion to the Gates.
No, that's crazy.
No, that's, listen, man.
That tells me he knows something that we don't know.
Yeah.
And in the next 50 years, money's not going to exist and it's not going to matter.
It's,
he's not going to exist in 50
years.
Does it exist now?
I mean, we talk about that all the time. But I mean, to give away $6 billion on the weekend.
That's like for you, right?
I mean, you know somebody out there like, yo, somebody he ain't go seven. you know it's a nigga out there. You know it's somebody out there that read this and was like,
well, you know, they
six.
Broke it down to what the average income of a person is and how much that really was. Like, oh, that was like giving away
$9. That's like $90 for Bill. To give away $6 billion. It's like, okay.
Well, listen, there's no more plankton, so maybe we need his $6 billion to get plankton back.
Or to fund the Kinley, North Carolina's police department.
Listen, yeah, the police are under attack in this country right now. I hope you know that.
The police? Are they?
No more.
Oh. I'm about to say it. I'm about to say, what's going on?
They are like, not under attack.
I didn't know what the fuck was happening. Yeah, so Damaris, you put together some rapid fire questions, I guess you had for.
I did.
Before we get into that, since we're on conspiracy theories and we didn't get into plankton, okay. I have one quick conspiracy theory that I was thinking about over the weekend that just reminded me.
You don't want to save that?
No, let him.
It's quick.
It's fine.
Okay.
I have a theory. I don't have the year in my head yet, but I think they're going to get rid of graveyards in major cities. And there'll be some way to encourage people to do cremation, and there'll be like digital graves and stuff, because the amount of real estate in Queens, Brooklyn, Jersey City that is consumed by graveyards is insane.
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to let that many acres in the middle of fucking Queens, the middle of Brooklyn, right next to the PATH train in Jersey City, that they're just going to let that live with bodies that are rotting in tombstones. No, our government is not that ill.
So what you're saying is they're going to turn Grandma Rose into an NFT.
I think they're going to, yeah. No, you think I'm joking? That's exactly what I'm saying. And I think they're going to wait until the generation that has people currently in graveyards to pass as well. Because I think these kids eventually are going to be like not even into going to grave sites the way we were.
I do not want my
And they're
going to
get rid of this shit for real estate.
You know what? That's interesting that Rory says that. On the way here, I don't know if y'all come the same route, but coming off the highway, you pass a cemetery. Mm-hmm. And it was like traffic one day. So it's like where I was in the car, literally right next to the cemetery. And it's like a little ramp that goes down into the cemetery. But you can see a tombstone literally a few feet from the road.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it and the person was buried or died in, it's, I think it said 1897.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm like, this gravesite, this tombstone has been here since 1897. And it's like literally like the highway is right here and it's like the grave. So it's, you can see it's kind of like they're constructing around it, but it's kind of like, fam, we can just.
But is there like, is there family still alive and friends still alive?
I mean, families, obviously, but they can like, check that. They can check records and history. And but that is an interesting. Dope. I'm not.
The Calvary Cemetery, which I think is probably the biggest cemetery in New York City. Mm-hmm. 365 acres. It's right off the Jackie. It's right off the BQE. It's mm-hmm. by trains. You think they're just going to let that chill? With how they're moving and putting buildings up and knocking shit down, you think a bunch of tombstones is what our government is going to be like, that's where we draw the line.
Mind you, a lot of them don't even have bodies. Like,
yeah. Like I said, I saw that tombstone. It said 1897 when the person died.
Oh, no. The Mount Olive one is huge. Like, Queens just has so many big-ass cemeteries in prime real estate. And
okay, I'm not going to say human cemeteries, but pet cemeteries, I think they're going to get the fuck out of here.
Do those exist?
I don't. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
you never seen the movie? Not that many of them, though. But they
all dogs go to heaven?
That too.
No, oh. I know some dogs that where they died is where they stayed. Yeah, that was a bad fucking dog.
They put a kid in the pet cemetery and it came back like crazy.
Because I just think
Spielberg directed something like that. Yeah,
and they can, of course, there is definitely big business in death and there is money in graveyards.
Yeah, coffins are expensive.
But there's laws with parks and the amount of green that has to be there and they're still finding ways to profit. You go into Central Park and spend $1,000 and not even realize it. And it'll fulfill whatever greenery law they have to do from, you know, those Democratic bastards always trying to keep the trees around.
Yeah.
lefties. I'm curious to see what the laws with graveyards are. This is just something I was thinking about over the weekend. I don't know if it's weird conspiracy. It just makes sense to me that
listen,
the way they bulldoze in everything, you think a graveyard is where they're stopping.
You can't NFT my moms though, man. We're not doing that.
But I'm saying they may wait until our generation is gone.
So you don't think we'll see it?
I think we'll see the tail end. I think we will be the graves that are bulldozed.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think we will be the ones.
Okay.
Because imagine how many people dropped from COVID. You know? Like, you got to put them somewhere.
And you have to look at the mentality.
Well, the CDC actually rolled back some of those numbers. I'm not sure if we knew that or not.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And you have to look at the mentality of people now, even with pandemic shit and staying at home shit and these kids and how they're raised. They could make an easy logical case of, hey, that flesh is gone in this amount of time. You could just have a tombstone at your crib. Or put the ashes in an urn.
Oh, like we said, like, you know how they take the corpse now and can bury you and make you a tree.
Yeah,
turn it, like I think, yeah, things like that.
They will trick us into being like, oh, this is a good policy. Yeah what were we thinking about with these graves and shit?
They'll find a way that, you know, digging into the earth is affecting things, and we can no longer bury. We need to cremate, and we need to.
And here's the thing, both my grandparents ended up moving to Illinois. I know only Irish people. When they're old, they don't move to Florida. They move to Chicago. Mm-hmm. Both my grandparents are buried in Chicago. I don't really go to Chicago that often. And I think I'm not rare in that case where certain families are buried in places you never go. You would never go to the grave.
Right.
I think they're going to try to make some logical thing where I would have been like, oh, it'd actually be nice to have a tree in my house that was my grandparents instead.
Yeah.
Of having to travel to Chicago to go to a gravesite.
I don't think it's a crazy idea. I do think that it's a few, maybe 100 years off.
Mm. Also, don't trees take up more real estate technically if they want to make us into
trees? I'm saying they'll give you like a tree to put in your house.
Oh, it's like
the way like the urn with the ashes and all that type of shit.
Oh, it's like when you have like when you own a penguin and then you don't really own a penguin.
What?
You guys never heard of that?
Or like the adopt a highway?
Yeah. You never heard of that before?
Or 75 cents a day.
For a kid, you could feed a child in Africa.
On Valentine's Day, you could own name a roach after your.
No one found that creepy, those commercials. And they would send you a photo of the kid that you were
Yeah.
Did you sign
up? Is that not the sickest shit you've ever heard?
The sickest shit was that kid is fine.
Also, that's probably not their name. Well,
we don't know that, but
that kid is fine. He's not struggling at all. Screaming. They just went to a town and was like, oh, we're going to take pictures of the kids.
Made a fake name.
We're going to say they're hungry.
Like, that's crazy.
I had one of my close friends growing up was adopted, and he had those like before woke time, woke parents. Like, they was ahead of their time with wokeness.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were adopting black children, mm-hmm. and they thought they were woke. But they did that 75-cent thing, and they had it on their fridge, like the picture of the kid. And I used to think it was the weirdest and creepiest thing. Like, is this like decoration in your house? Is this like a conversational piece for you to tell people, like, hey, you know, I give like, this kid, you know, 75 cents a day.
Yeah.
Like, it was creepy to me.
And then they show you pictures as they get older and they graduate, and you feel so good. Like, oh, my 75 cents is going such a long way. I raised this man.
No, you did not. Meanwhile, he's in North Carolina.
Right, chilling.
No, you did not. You didn't raise that kid.
You paid for that pastor's $400,000 jewelry. Yeah, that's what you did.
And there's so many, you know, they talk about pyramid schemes, but it's like we've been fed pyramid schemes our entire lives. Mm. I can point to 20 of them.
The aliens and Egyptians tried to warn us.
Yeah, they put the pyramids there for a reason.
Hey, guys, this is going to happen for society.
From top to the bottom.
Oh, okay.
And they packed it with jewels, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Damaris.
And they were dead.
Jimmy.
Rapid fire.
Waiting on you.
You waiting on me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put the mic closer.
Do you guys have a morning routine? There's a reason why I'm asking this question, so it sounds minute.
A morning routine? Morning routine?
Yeah.
Well, what did I do the night before?
Got him.
Woo! That was the point. I was trying to be a loser. Why you ain't dat me when I?
No. Because
I was suggesting like maybe I had sex with somebody.
Right.
No, I get it.
He gets the puss.
I know what you were suggesting.
And I'm like, yo, it's ill that I have sex with women.
And I wake up in the next morning after I haven't. Yeah, I get it.
Right. But we kick them out though.
Right.
Woo! I have a routine. Yo, listen.
Corniness is funny to me.
No, listen,
fuck y'all.
I smoke when y'all are high. Like, how does that work?
It's you know, it transfers over.
Yeah, you know I catch a contact every time.
You know she's still asleep.
Woo! Calling him NyQuil.
All right. It went too far.
That's always what happens.
I'm sorry.
So, yes, I have a morning routine.
What is it?
It depends on the weekend. I have a weekday morning routine and a weekend morning routine.
Okay, what's your weekday morning routine?
Get up.
Okay.
Starting off good.
Killing it so far.
No, this is how you do it. You get up, you turn some music on. You know what I mean? You sit down. I sit down and meditate or pray while music is on. Just my thoughts.
What music?
I was about to say.
I usually put on like
Griselda.
No. Yo, listen. Griselda. You know what's funny? Meditating to Griselda is so sick. You know how crazy. Yo, you know how
boom.
Yo, you know how crazy it is trying to get your meditation on. And Conway in the back talking about how much the FET was going for. Like what? Benny talking about wrapping the brick up, and you talking about meditation.
The meditation coming.
Yo.
Meditation coming.
I don't listen to rap too early. Like, honestly. Like, I can't listen to rap music too early in the day. It, like, even when I get in the car, and I hate this when Uber drivers sometimes, like, you see them looking at you when you come out the building.
Pod 97.
And then they see my black ass. You get in and it's hip-hop playing. It's like, yo, fam. First of all, I got my AirPods in. I don't even want to hear this. I'm on a whole different vibe. But put some music on, meditate. Shower, eat if I can. And then depending on what I got to do, get my day started.
Okay.
But it's the same thing. Get up, meditate, pray, put some music on, shower, eat.
Do you look at your phone?
When I first get up, I don't look at it until I'm like out the bed moving around, like probably right after I brush my teeth. But not as soon as I wake up, no. Like, I get up, move around a little bit, brush my teeth, you know, do that, and then grab my phone, play some music, stuff like that. But I try not to look at my phone too soon as I wake up. And I don't even like sleeping with my phone like in the room. Like, I try to leave the phone like in the kitchen on the counter, plugged in, charged up.
She not listening, Maul. It's okay.
No, I really don't. I try not to sleep with it in the room because I find myself grabbing it in the bed, supposed to be asleep, but I'm still scrolling through my phone. And it's like, damn, if I would have left it in the kitchen, it's like, nah, I'm not getting up out this bed. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. So I try to do that. Just plug it in and just go into bed.
Because I wish I had that type of discipline. I would feel uncomfortable and not be able to sleep if my phone was not next to me. But see, and I'm not proud of that. Trust me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I was like that. It was like, even if I was asleep, I found myself like, my eyes are not even open and I'm like reaching for it.
But mine goes to family emergency type of things. Like, I even hate when my phone is not, I only turn my silent shit off kind of at night, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
But then that has to change because I get 75 text messages starting at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
I used to be really good with the not touch your phone for 45 minutes when you wake up thing. I've abandoned that. My morning routine has drastically changed for the worse.
Mm.
I definitely have to look at my phone right away. Because the time I wake up, it's going to be a bunch of shit that I need to reply to.
Yeah, I try. Like I said, I try to move around a little bit first, you know, at least brush my teeth and stuff like that before even looking at my phone. Now, some days if I know I overslept or if I know like I was supposed to hit somebody at a certain time and I'm up after that time, then I got to grab my phone first. Mm-hmm. But I try not to even think about my phone because like I said, if my phone is in the room, I'm in bed, you know, but I'm supposed to be asleep, but here I am scrolling.
Mm.
Yeah.
And here I am. I would fell down a rabbit hole on YouTube or something.
Got your mind racing, which makes
it harder. Yeah, it's like now you look up and you like, yo, I was supposed to be asleep 3 hours ago. Like it was 1 o'clock when I picked up my phone. It's 3:50.
I got really good at yoga during quarantine, real quarantine. And I started to try meditation because things just slowed down a little bit when that was happening. I completely abandoned it. So that was in my morning routine. More so the yoga because I wasn't ill at meditating yet because my mind races too much, but at least I was getting to that place. I was doing the no phone shit. I was making sure I was chugging water the moment I woke up to get my organs moving. Mm-hmm. I still do that, but as far as the phone thing, my morning routine is...
You sleep with water by the bed?
Of course.
To throw on the robbers if they come in, or you just...
I'll teach them.
No, just in case anyone yells my ex's name out, I'm going to throw water on them. Just in case I'm laying in bed and someone just walks in and just screams her name.
I don't know how dudes don't sleep with like water and like next to their bed. That's the crazy.
I always sleep with water.
Are you one of those people that wakes up in the middle of the night parched?
Hell yeah.
Often.
Every night. Like I have to drink water. Like I wake up out of my sleep and I know I just grab it. Somebody could put something in that shit when my eyes not even open. Open the bottle, drink, put it right back. And I'm talking about in 10 seconds, I'm asleep. But I need that. Like,
do you guys usually pee in the middle of the night?
Yes.
No, I don't have to.
If I drink a shit ton of water before I go to sleep, yes.
As long as I use the bathroom before I get in the bed, I'm all right. I ain't got to get up to use the bathroom. But if I just one of those pass out at like midnight and you ain't used the bathroom, like 3-4 o'clock,
you're going to have to tinkle.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Don't say tinkle to me.
What kind of toothpaste do you guys use?
I've switched between the Crest charcoal I like a lot.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
But I forgot the Crest one I have now. I like.
Somebody was asking me to do like a men's
facial
skincare like hygiene routine video.
Yeah,
I will record it for you and get it up on your TikTok.
And you have really nice nails.
As long as you say, "Welcome to my channel," and everyone's been asking me my skincare routine, you have to start with that because that's the only way to start.
And
that
every
video.
Piece you have to put it like this
because hey, it's guys. Nothing but women that have never been asked that are doing it.
You hear what she wants me to say?
What's up, my
It's the only way to do a skincare routine.
I'm not saying, hey, guys.
Hey, guys, it's Maul. Welcome to my channel. I finally gave in. Like, everyone's been asking me nonstop, what's my skincare routine? Guys, it's not as complicated as you think.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yep.
Like, see, comment, that's subscribe. That. See, just that fast.
If you're a brand, please reach out. I'll do a review.
I would just put some cool, you wouldn't have to talk for TikTok. I would put some cool music behind you.
Nah, but I want my, like, let me narrate my shit, though. Like,
do skincare to Griselda.
That's mad aggressive.
And then I take the eye cream and I go boom, 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 boom.
Oh, God.
I tried to keep a straight face. I couldn't. I really tried.
Back to the rapid fire. The reason why I asked you guys your morning routine, because I wanted to ask you guys, do you think the Matrix is real? And do you ever feel yourself caught in it? Do you ever become self-aware of yourself being in the Matrix?
That's a funny segue.
You will know exactly how deep you are in the Matrix if you're out somewhere and your phone dies.
How so?
Mm-hmm. Because some people literally panic if their phone dies while they're out.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, they're doing everything to find the charger.
Of course, everything was up.
And that's like, okay, you're in, like, you're
People were probably at that Madison Square Garden show with Chappelle, Chris Rock, and Kevin Hart and a goat all on stage together, and their phone died, and they said, "I'm gonna go out to try to find an outlet."
Oh yeah, for sure.
Instead of staying there to watch that greatness,
for sure. I've seen it. I've seen like people literally become crippled, and I understand it because some people literally, you know, they put everything through their phone. Like, you know, some people have their home, their door lock on their phone. They can open their door from their phone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, whoa.
Nah.
Like, that's a lot of trust. Like, you know what I mean? Like, things like that. Obviously, Ubers, if you need to get somewhere, food.
No, for safety reasons, I understand it. But I'm saying, like, you can wait 30 minutes.
Yeah, like, some people don't, they feel like they can't even breathe without their phone. And mm-hmm. that's when I think you're, like, really in the Matrix. Like, all right, fam, you're just... Well, maybe you gave up dating... on all human skills. Like,
so you don't think that you're in the Matrix?
I'm in it, but I'm not like... Obviously, you have to be in it somehow. But I'm not like... I'm not a prisoner of it, though. Like, I still know... If my phone dies, I could still get around. I always keep some type of cash on me. So I wouldn't be out here. Like, if I didn't have my phone... Some people put their Apple Pay and all of that. They pay for everything through their phone. Phone die. They can't pay for shit. Can't call an Uber. Can't... Don't even know what... Some people don't even know how to get out of, like, Manhattan without their phone. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen it. I'm like, fam, you don't know how to get to the West Side Highway or the FDR, like, or the tunnel? They're like, nah. Like, I need the GPS. I'm like...
I have a really sick thought that I don't think we can keep this.
I don't even understand that.
Do you know how many more people would have died on 9/11 if cell phones were what they were now?
Why?
Interesting. Died?
Because...
Cut cell phone service or something like that?
Because... Oh, no, at that time, if 9/11 happened in 2022, cell service would have been fine during 9/11.
Yeah.
Because the amount of people that would have sat there and filmed what the fuck was going on, filmed the reaction of their coworkers, the amount of people that would have been on the staircase with fucking phones, fam, 9/11, I truly, and this is sick, I'm sorry if this is triggering somebody, but it's crossed my mind the same way when I think about this graveyard shit, of where technology helps us and destroys us. I think another 3,000 people might have died.
Really? You really think there would be more casualties?
Everyone would have been on their fucking phone.
I don't know. I go the other way. I think that if everyone had cell phones, internet, social media at that time, I think there's a way for people on the flights to communicate.
Right.
I think there's a way for first responders to communicate. I think there's a way for, you know, the fire department, police. I just think it's... different ways.
You're saying it never would have happened had there been
No. I'm not saying it never would have happened. I'm not saying that. I think
we might have got a quicker warning.
Yeah, I think that we would have known
but
sooner.
I just feel like even when crazy tragedies happen, even when that first plane flew into the towers, people didn't really know that this was like a crazy thing that was going on.
Terrorist thing. They thought it was an
accident. So the first thing you're going to think about is, let me pull my phone out and get reactions, or like everyone's running around the office, LOL. Like, I just could see that. And people trying to go down 76 flights of steps, they're going to have their phones out. They're not really going to know what's going on. Your first reaction is, let's film everything. The people on the ground looking up at it. Come on. The amount of videos we got without cell phones was fucking insane. Can you imagine if every last person, they're not running. They're going to say, I'm going to catch all this.
Well, we had cell phones.
They didn't know the towers were going to collapse.
We just didn't have social media.
And a lot of the cell phones didn't really have video.
Yeah.
But, I didn't make it a social media thing. I'm just saying
the actual
how much we film things and how much we stay around for things that could harm us just so we can capture them. Now, granted, most of it is to put on social media. But a lot is because I have a fucking full-blown camera right here and can take a full video. A flip phone in 01, you know what, man? That's on fire. I think I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that too, but I think also we get some of the benefits of having social media.
It's a balance.
And things like that. Yeah, I think
tweets,
it's a balance.
The year they hacking the plane tweets would have been like...
Insane.
Yeah,
insane.
I think that somehow, some way, you know, life and Earth just finds a way to balance itself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was tragedy then. It's still tragedy now. I think that we respond to tragedy differently. But at the same time, we're able to see more tragedy now. People can share it and spread it around the world faster. Like, you know, I hear a lot of people say, the crime in New York is so crazy right now. And it's just that. I'm like, crime in New York has always been crazy. It's always been a city that, you know, if you look at it, the history of it and Times Square and all of that, like, it's always been crime. Port Authority. I remember a lot of my cousins used to still, like, in the late, like, early 2000s, they used to always ask me, yo, is Port Authority still crazy? Because they used to come to New York in the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah.
On the Greyhound.
As Colin Quinn says, they replaced the crackheads with city bikes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so it's like, no, it's not what it used to be. So things changed, but it's still crime down there. Still things going on. And now, you know, if you lived in Queens, you didn't really know about what was going on in Harlem
or
Brooklyn or the Bronx, like when you were, when you were younger. You didn't get that info. Now we can see on our video what they doing everywhere. Like, we know exactly what's going on in every city, every neighborhood.
And that's because people's infatuation of capturing moments. Yeah. It's the same reason we see so much death now.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to capture. And I just think everyone that was in downtown Manhattan at that time would have stayed as long as possible to capture as much as they fucking could on their cell phone.
Unfortunately.
They had a reason to stay.
Oh, yeah. We would have gotten...
think because of that, more people would have fucking died.
Yeah, but I think
it may have helped to have a cell phone if you was trapped under some shit. You could call somebody, text
somebody. That's what I'm saying.
That may have helped too. But
that's what I'm saying. It would be a balance.
Things cross my mind and I don't fully flush them out, and then people kill me on the internet for it. Which is understandable.
No, it's an interesting
thing. Things pop in my head that are dark, and I'm like, listen, man, cell phones would have really killed a lot of people.
This leads into my next rapid fire question.
And yes, I think we're in the Matrix, and we did talk about that on our conspiracy theorists episode. This is all the Matrix. We're in the Matrix.
Patreon.com/NewRomo.
Do you care what other people think of you?
I said patreon.com/NewRomo.
You have to speak clear.
I like the ad. Thanks.
That was the ad.
I was trying not to force it. Now y'all forcing it.
Okay. Do you care what other people think of you?
You said what?
Do you care what other people think of you?
Do I care?
Who's the people?
I mean, I think to an extent we all care what people think about us. I think we don't want people to...
Not your friends and family. That's people who are not your friends and family.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
You still care, but I mean, I'm not a prisoner of that. You talking to a guy that had nail art on his nails. And I didn't give a fuck what people were saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was some fly shit. You know what I mean? I did that because I like it. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what. It wasn't, COVID happened, and I just wasn't, as far as art, I had did like the Basquiat thing. I had did like a couple artists, the Keith Haring thing. I just didn't really see shit that I was just like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, let's try this. Like, I didn't tell my nail tech here. I was like, it just wasn't anything that I was looking at that I really cared about.
What about the painting behind you?
What about that?
Oh yeah, why don't you do that? That'd be cool.
I'm not inspired by a painting in Rory's
house. Bathtub.
Really?
No.
I think it's a great photo.
That's yours. That's personal for you.
Oh, okay.
I don't attach myself to that. Like, I'm not in his house like, oh, I'm gonna do that. Like, no.
So you were attached to the Keith Haring crack is whack because you sold crack with those fingernails?
No, because of what it represents in the city.
I'm fucking with you.
No, I know. Yeah, just about a time and the era that it represented in the city. So yeah, I don't give up. I care, but then I don't. Like, I don't, I'm secure within myself. Like, I know that nail art doesn't make me any less of a man or gay or whatever. You know, people don't, I think having dirty nails is crazy.
Well, you didn't let me put up that picture of you that we photoshopped of you in a thong.
Basquiat,
thongs. Yeah, it's all the same.
Yeah, she's trying to correlate it to like, oh, if you're getting your nails done, why don't you wear a thong? Like, no.
No, I didn't. You weren't wearing a thong. It was a photoshopped photo of you in a thong.
And Rory, too, next time.
That's just why.
In a thong as well.
Yeah, no.
The thong. The thong.
They put Giselle Maxwell in a low security federal prison?
Ghislaine? Yes.
Oh, yeah, that shit right.
Giselle. You called her Giselle.
Gave her a bad bitch name.
She gave me Giselle vibes.
She was a star tender. Like, who is that? I'm about to say, who the hell is that? Until I looked and saw, like, Ghislaine. Yes.
They put Ghislaine. All right, man.
She has been transferred to a low security federal prison in Florida to continue serving a 20-year sentence for sex trafficking.
I don't understand why sex traffickers can't go to regular prison where they can go get sex trafficked.
Yeah.
Because that's not the way the law works.
Right? Oh, like why sex traffickers aren't killed?
Fair. She's going to run that prison too, which is sick.
Well,
but
I would hope not all sex traffickers would be killed because a lot of people are falsely accused of things.
I mean,
fuck around and take an innocent life.
Yes, there have been, quote unquote, some innocent people that were killed on death row.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Ghislaine went crazy and maybe not killed, but maybe not a low security
let
prison.
Let that be what you're facing. You should feel like, yo, you could face the death penalty for this. And you probably can. I'm not sure if you can or you can't.
As a sex trafficker? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
But I feel like
we just need harsher We just need harsher penalties in America. I think that's what we need.
Well, that's why you're Republican.
Yep.
Yeah, we need harsher penalties.
Rory,
do
you care what people think about you?
I'm going to steal some of Maul's answer. Of course I do. I'm a human being, but I don't stay up at night thinking about what strangers think about me. Has it bothered me before? And I do want people to have a different perception of me sometimes, for sure. I'm human, but I'm not a prisoner of it. It doesn't affect my life in the way that I literally get depressed because of other people type of shit. Yeah. Unless they're like a loved one. But strangers, no. I'll be like, all right, what the fuck? And then I'll move on. More or less. But that took time. There was a time when I cared more.
About what people thought?
Yeah. The more people that say the more shit about you, the less you care. It's weird how that works out.
But you should. You should absolutely walk around caring what other people care, think about you. You should carry yourself to a
depending certain on what they're talking about. Yeah, is what matters to me.
Yeah. If you don't want people feeling like you're a piece of shit or you just a fucked up person.
For sure.
You know, things like that.
But the amount of shit I've read
is going to feel like that. Even if you could be the greatest person, if somebody doesn't know you in real life, they can paint you as a fucked up person off of one. You guys have a platform. You've said plenty of things in the moment that might not have stayed true to exactly who you are.
Right. Or what I thought at that moment. I was just saying shit.
You were just saying shit. So I think sometimes people might attach you to that.
Sure. But I mean, the amount of shit I've read on from Reddit to Lipstick Alley to everything that was just absolute complete lies from Twitch to YouTube. At what point, I can care, but if it consumes my life, look at the spiral I'm about to head down.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't control people just making shit up about you.
Yeah, that's something that you just can't feed into. That type of.
And when you feed into it, you end up call back to Jermaine Dupri. Mm-hmm. You say you don't understand all this shit. Now you start the conversation again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I have to respond to everyone saying lies about me.
So what you're saying is that if you get any backlash, you shouldn't respond in the comment section or else it's just going to get worse.
No, I mean, I think everything's not black and white in that regard. I think there is a gray area where some things you can clear up real quick, but some things you just got to let go. And you got to realize the people that are saying it. You have to realize what the rumor is. Being comfortable knowing everyone around you that really knows you knows that's a fucking lie.
Yeah.
I think, and again, that takes time to get to. I've not been this becomed person, if that's even a phrase, but.
Yeah, but you've kind of dealt with it for the last.
Yeah, so. In the beginning, that shit was ass. I was ready to go fight everybody.
Yeah. Year one, I'll assume. Yeah, both were probably like, what the fuck is going on?
No, year one, it was not as crazy. It was just funny. Because it wasn't like a lot of it. It was just like funny shit. And it's like, ha, that's that person this week. Mm-hmm. Then when it got to just every single day, I was just like, why would I? All right, I'm not going to care here. There's no fighting this. The only way to fight it is to get involved in it. And then you're going to be fighting it forever. So why not just ignore it?
I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't know, bro. I guess I'm the weirdo now. Shit doesn't bother me.
Like, but you
just,
also have to.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm also self-aware in the regard that if that doesn't exist, I don't know if we exist.
That's true.
So it's a part of this. That's why I don't attack it.
Yin and yang.
But I also don't like encourage it. But I understand that that's part of what this is. So I'm not mad at the people that do it. It's what this is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, keep doing it.
And fuck you.
That too.
That as well.
Yeah.
I think we should add a rapid fire question segment to each episode. Even if it's one quick question that one person comes up and asks everyone in the room.
All right,
I think that's cool.
And with this, I'll throw one at you, pause, and you throw one at me.
Hey.
Well, I haven't thought yet.
That's why it's called rapid fire.
I know, but I want to think about the question that I come to the episode
with.
No,
man. You just got to just boom.
No, the answer's rapid fire. All right,
Ask yours.
Ask yours. Because he ain't ready, man.
He ain't ready.
Now you fucked it up. You ain't ready.
Thanks, Rory.
It's all right. Don't worry. No,
ask
yes.
the fucking question.
No. Wow. We'll incorporate it. No, we'll incorporate rapid fire.
I hate when women say, I was going to ask you something. I'm not going to ask you that.
Anxiety levels going through the roof.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was going to ask you something, but never mind.
We lost another beloved figure in movie and film and TV, Paul Sorvino from The Goodfellas.
Paulie Cicero. For probably his biggest role.
Yeah. Veteran actor who played my boss, Paulie Cicero in Goodfellas, has passed away. He was 83 years old. Law and Order, you know.
He's been a lot. And I will say, I watched an interview about the making of Goodfellas years and years and years ago.
And wasn't he the dad in Money Talks when he was like,
Yes.
Yes.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
he's like a real thespian, and I mean that in as a compliment.
Yeah.
When he did his interview, he's like one of the most proper people I've ever met.
Yeah. Very articulate, and well-spoken.
Looking at the Pauly Cicero character of what he got into, the fact that he was able to completely change to that mm-hmm. and be so fucking believable mm-hmm. is incredible. Like, he's not, you know, a lot of the dudes that play like mob shit, they kind of talk that way already. Yeah. It's not so much acting as it is, mm-hmm. you know, let me just become this different character. Mm-hmm. He completely switched into that. He's a thespian. Like, that's somebody that loved the acting arts.
For sure.
So rest in peace. What a legacy. I hate that we keep losing so many people from my favorite movie.
That's part of getting older, man.
I was going to say, at least I am happy. I know Ray Liotta wasn't that old, but, you know, I am happy that they have been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to table something for next episode. I want to have a static selector conversation.
I don't even want to. Static is, that's the homie.
That's my family.
Okay. All right.
I don't think he's,
I just didn't know where you were going.
I just don't think he's added in the conversations that we have about producers.
Oh,
at all.
Okay.
I listened to Joey Badass album, and we can save that for next episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I mainly want to talk about Static more than I want to talk about Joey Badass.
All right, cool.
I don't think Static is mentioned the way he should be mentioned.
Let's do it. Sort of the trailer for the new Black Panther movie.
Yes.
Super dope trailer.
Wakanda Forever.
You know, very emotional. But definitely looking forward to seeing the film and seeing what they do with it and seeing where they take the story. My boy asked me, who do I think, because they show an image of the Black Panther, but you obviously don't know who's playing the Black Panther. So he asked me, who do I think is going to be the next Black Panther? And I went with the obvious answer. I said his sister
mm-hmm.
that was in it. I think they go that route, women mm-hmm. empowerment. You know, tie that in.
I think Nakia might be pregnant.
Yeah, so somebody had a child. So it's, you know, it was emotional though, man. It was definitely emotional, but it looks like it's gonna be another great movie. And I think it's November, which is probably they're gonna do a Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm. 11/11/22.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so that's
I like
soon.
That. Yeah,
summer's over.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Oh, that's really soon. All right. Well, great.
All right. So plans for the rest of the week, man.
I will be here waiting for you guys to come here to pod on Thursday.
Aww. I'm supposed to go to a premiere tomorrow for the New York City Point Guards, a Point Guards documentary about all of the New York City point guard legends in basketball.
Speaking of trailers, that trailer was great. Yeah. I can't wait to watch that doc. Showtime, right?
Yeah, Showtime. Shout out to Boardroom. Yeah, Rich Katie. Rich Kleiman. We're putting that together. So I'm supposed to go to that tomorrow night. Well, tonight. Somewhere in the city. I'm not even sure.
Okay.
I'm not even sure. I got to look at the thing. So I'm supposed to go to that. And yeah, that's about it so far this week.
Cool. I like it.
All right. So we'll be back.
Are you going to bring something on your arm?
Nah, not
for the photos.
Not to the Point Guards documentary. Nah, we not doing that. She don't know none of these dudes. Who is this?
Yeah.
No, you don't understand. One summer, like, you know, he bought the whole block ice cream and then went and dropped 50 at the record. Like, it's just not that enticing. They don't
sit there like Sham God.
Yeah, they're not. Can't take no women to that. But just chilling the rest of the week. So yeah, man. We'll talk to y'all in a couple of days. Be safe, have fun. There's something I think album coming this week. What's this week in the 28th?
Beyonce
comes on Friday. Duh.
We'll be back and talk to the people before then. So
I seen rumors. Lucky Day, Thames, Drake. I feel like there was a fourth that was a feature for the first one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Pharrell was the last one.
Okay.
As far as features. And then someone else put out a list of all the producers
writers.
That
yeah, producers.
They quote invited to
the camp.
To yeah. Try to submit some records. Who knows what hit and what didn't.
Damn, Rory weren't invited.
Well, Queen
Hit Boy had a weird response to that. If someone could pull that up.
He didn't.
No, he was on the list and he retweeted it. Like, I feel like he had a weird emoji or something. Like, it just felt weird.
Oh.
It didn't feel like, yo, shout out to me.
As long as he didn't say nothing crazy.
No, he didn't say anything crazy.
No, it'll drunk be all rant. Over this.
No, you're time out. Wait. Hold on.
I could be looking into it too much.
No, hold on.
He could have been like, yo, this is great. I'm on the album, but. His reaction just to me felt odd.
Wait.
It was like one of the scrunched up face emojis and shit. Like, Because at first I thought he was saying he wasn't invited. Then I looked at the list. I was like, oh, Hit-Boy's name is there.
Maybe it was a face like, damn, this list is crazy.
Well, maybe it was like a stank face, but like in emoji form.
I guess.
The moment I had to pull it up.
Because no, because he also tweeted out thick click, and I don't know.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
I mean, probably like there's a lot of heavy producers on this project.
Yeah.
I do think with his Beyonce, my prediction is that it won't be as stereotypical dancey as one the single was or what Drake's was as far as like house dance.
Well, this is act one, right?
Yeah. I think the You Won't Break My Soul is going to catfish the album.
So what if Beyonce does something like this? What if act one is like the vibe before you get to the club or get, you know, a night out? Act two is during the night out. And then act three is like on the ride home from the night out.
Well, I feel like you got to
like that.
That might be
But
hard,
it's
though,
been,
right?
I mean, it's already labeled as dance album for the first one.
Yeah.
But I guess you could pregame and dance.
Yeah, it got to be a little
I just feel like that would be at the spot. Yeah. I don't know, but the rumor was it was dance for the first one, R&B for the second, country for the third. Yeah, that was just what was on the internet. We don't know if any of that is true.
Okay.
Twice he tweeted out thick click.
Thick click?
Click, yes.
Okay, yes.
Click, guys.
And did he produce? Didn't he produce Click?
I think he did.
Hey.
Hey, see, look at that.
Yo,
did he?
Thinking, what is this? Thinking that somebody
I don't know if
said,
he click, by the way.
Thinking that somebody said thick clit is hilarious, though.
Yeah, you've seen a thick clit before, though.
Okay.
Listen, we're going to close it, but I'm going to just say this.
Small.
I saw.
Small.
I know a chick
would you rather see the thick click or the thick clit?
As long as the thick click is not there to harm me.
It was produced by Hit-Boy.
I welcome them. Okay. But yeah, I'd rather see a thick click.
Oh.
Listen, man, y'all have a great
buy some thick clits.
No, listen, y'all have a great week, man. Y'all be safe, have fun. If Kevin Durant goes to the Celtics, I'm gonna come on this podcast.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
No, you're gonna go to the premiere first.
Yeah,
and be like, "Yo, what's good, bro?"
I'm gonna just close on that. If Kevin Durant goes to the Celtics, I'm gonna say some things that is gonna get me canceled out of this culture forever.
Nah, this is a sick photo. Speaking of basketball.
That's not all right, man. Listen, y'all have a great week. We'll be back soon. Be safe, have fun, love each other. I'm that nigga, he's just Ginger. Peace.